In his own words, Yvon Gagné made a bad error when he got behind the wheel to drive to work last year. The Elliott Lake miner was a prohibited driver, and his March 13 decision could easily have cost him what he told a judge is the best job he's ever had. The 56-year-old, who has four prior driving convictions dating back to 1993, added another one to his record when he appeared in a Sault Ste. Marie courtroom last week. Gagné pleaded guilty to a charge stemming from an Ontario provincial police stop in Arras Township north of the Sault. Ontario Court Justice Romuald Kwolek heard the cop's automated license plate recognition system had registered a hit indicating the driver's license had been revoked. The Crown and defense jointly recommended a 7-month conditional sentence, which Gagné would serve in the community, and a 3-year driving prohibition. Prosecutor Adriana Mucciarelli said the accused has an aggravating record with convictions that began decades ago and he continues to drive. Gagné was convicted of impaired and over 80 in 1993, impaired driving 5 years later, over 80 again in 2009 and driving while disqualified in 2017. Given his record, this position is appropriate, she told Kwolek. Defense lawyer Charles Bourgeois said his client was in a position where he could have soon applied to have his license reinstated, but he won't be able to do it now. He told Kwolek, what happened was an anomaly. Gagné had an arrangement with a co-worker and usually had a ride to the Westome mine west of Wawa. He described his client as obviously remorseful. When asked if he had anything to say, Gagné responded he'd only done this one time, that it was a bad error, and, I will never do it again, I promise you that. Kwolek agreed to the lawyer's proposed conditional sentence, calling Gagné's guilty plea a sign of remorse and pointing out that he's employed with a good job and supporting his family. The judge admonished him for his actions, reminding Gagné he was not to get behind the wheel and, you took it upon yourself, to drive to work. During his 7-month conditional sentence, he will spend the first 5 months under house arrest. He can only leave his residence to travel directly to and from his employment, for medical emergencies and from noon to 4 p.m. on Sundays to obtain the necessities of life. During the final 2 months, Gagné will have a 9 p.m. to 7 a.m. curfew. This is home confinement. This is jail, Kwolek said. The judge also told him he's not to occupy the driver's seat of a vehicle, warning, if you do you will spend the rest of the time in jail. Since he's incarcerated in his home, he can have no alcohol or intoxicating substances. This also came with a warning that if he consumed these substances he could end up behind bars. Kwolek said the maximum driving prohibition he can impose is 3 years, but the Ministry of Transportation has its own role. It's possible you won't have a driver's license for a long time, he told Gagné. Gagné must also pay a $100 victim surcharge.